You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, normally she's pretty well behaved, but sometimes Anna just does things that I feel like we need to pass judgment on her behavior. From a lack of a filter.
I love when it's sweet.
To unhinged lunacy.
3 hours in traffic to get there while I just sat in traffic like a crazy person.
And a lack of compassion for the common man.
Protesting is my pet peeve.
We ask you, the people, is Anna Zapp out of line?
I don't think this is out of line. I was surprised that you found this to be so, I don't know, bothersome.
Tell the people what you've been doing.
So I have a 10-year-old and a 1-year-old. My 10-year-old will be 11 next month. It's very important that I share that.
Okay.
And when it was Dakota's first birthday back in November, you know, everyone would sing happy birthday to her to get ready for her birthday.
Of course.
Well, now it's her favorite song.
Right.
She sings happy birthday all the time, but she sings it like a baby. Happy birthday to you. But it's her favorite thing in the whole world. So mm-hmm. All around the house, we always sing happy birthday.
That's nice. That's festive. And there's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. Now tell everybody what you've been doing.
Every time we go out to a restaurant, I lie and I say that it's someone's birthday with the group we're with so that they could bring out the candle and sing happy birthday because it makes her happy.
Now, if you don't know this, Anna Zapp goes out a lot. They eat out quite a bit. So, I mean, how many birthdays are we talking about a week? And how long until the restaurants in your immediate area of your zip code figure out that it's not actually these kids' birthdays 17 times a year?
It makes her so happy to sing happy birthday.
And she probably get a free piece of cake or something like that.
Oh, yeah. You'd be surprised about a free ice cream and cake.
Right, especially when it's a baby's. Everybody goes, oh, this is so exciting.
No, sometimes it's Hayden's birthday, my older one. Sometimes it's baby Dakota's birthday again.
No.
Sometimes it's mommy's birthday.
Oh, sometimes it's your birthday, huh?
Well, it's so cute. She sings, her face lights up, and at the end she goes, yay!
They come out, they clap with the salad bowls, whatever it is that they do at their place. This is absolutely terrible.
I think
this is like calling 911 when you don't actually have an emergency. You're pulling valuable resources from the other areas of the restaurant.
I don't think it's a big deal. I think that they like it. So I'm a restaurant kid. I grew up in restaurants. My parents have owned restaurants my whole life.
And is that a disclaimer?
Well, you know, I always enjoyed when it was people's birthdays because then my uncle, because, you know, everybody's got the thick Italian accent.
Right.
So they would go to the table and he'd be like, happy birthday to you.
Right, you would enjoy the singing.
So I like
What about table 11 that's waiting on water refills and breadsticks? I mean, what's happening here?
I just think it's nice. I think that they don't mind. I think it's fun. It makes her happy. She's only going to be one once. Well, they're trained for this.
No, that's not true. She's already been one like 20 times in the past 3 months. And she's not even gotten to her real birthday yet.
I bet you parents know where I'm coming from. I don't think that they mind. And I also like that sometimes there's a variation of the birthday song, which makes her very excited.
You know what? You are causing an inflation of the pricing on the chocolate layer cake from all the free sundaes that they are handing out right now with these false birthdays.
Last night was Cheesecake Factory.
I'm reporting
Happy birthday from the Cheesecake Factory.
You're a terrible person.
1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. If you're going to text, right, out of line, not out of line. What do you think? I don't think this is a big deal. I'm shocked that you made this an Anna Zapp out of line.
You're a terrible person here. Faking birthdays out at restaurants on unsuspecting servers that are just out there trying to do their job. You're terrible.
My 1-year-old is obsessed with Happy Birthday. It's her favorite song. We sing Happy Birthday all the time. It brings her the greatest joy, the smile on her face. She claps at the end and yells, yay.
Everybody just feels like when they hide behind children, it's such a great excuse.
So
you're lying.
Whenever we go to restaurants lately, I tell them it's somebody in my family's birthday so that they could bring out the cake and everyone sings because it makes her happy. I don't think it's a big deal.
Oh, it's a big deal.
1-800-330-9999. Am I out of line for doing that? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. I was surprised that Raven even thought this was a big deal, to be honest.
You're terrible.
Xana and Raven. Xana Zap out of line.
Scourge on the planet.
1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. When we go out to restaurants lately, I have everyone pretend it's their birthday, at least one person at the table, so that they'll come and they'll sing happy birthday with the cake and the candle, because my one-year-old, it's her favorite song.
Great.
We sing happy birthday all day long.
Oh, we get it. Here, tell us again how this joy of your sweet child's face and all that stuff.
She lights up.
You're a liar. Lying out in public. You're getting free cakes, cupcakes, brownie sundaes, all these things at various locations.
I don't want anything for free. It's more because I like the singing, because her face lights up and she whispers things like this. Happy birthday.
Great.
And then she goes,
She's had seven birthdays in the last 9 weeks.
Well, last night at Cheesecake Factory, in her defense, it was my older daughter's fake birthday.
<It's> terrible.
Out of line. Am I out of line or not? On our text message, this is out of line. It'll backfire eventually. Also teaching Dakota she can get whatever she wants may backfire in the future. But we're just singing happy birthday.
Oh, yeah, we're just doing that this time. And then, when you grow up, we're just making the gardener hop on one foot. I mean, it's going to be inappropriate at some point.
Another text says, makes the actual birthday less special. She's one. She doesn't know.
Oh, she knows. She knows that it's always a celebration around her right now at this time, and Mom made it happen by lying.
Another text says, not a great idea. It takes away from resources in a lot of short-staffed restaurants. I think that they enjoy singing. I used to enjoy singing at the restaurant.
Yeah,
I used to love it.
That's good. Right? I mean, because you liked your uncle's accent. I was a waiter myself for many
years. Did you like
singing
Happy Birthday?
No.
Oh, I did.
No.
I love it.
Not unless it transformed to tips for myself. Other than that, no.
Birthday on table 19.
Great.
1-800-330-9999. Is Xana Zap out of line?
No way. I even continued it up until I was in high school.
So wait a minute.
Myself.
So you would say that it was your birthday when you went to restaurants by yourself?
No, with friends.
As a teenager, I wouldn't believe a word that came out of your mouth anyways. As the waiter or waitress, I would immediately be suspect. I'd have to see some sort of ID. But I mean, if you were good with Photoshop, that would be one thing. But I'm checking you.
I think everybody does it. I mean, there were seven birthdays last night at the Cheesecake Factory. You mean to tell me that it was seven people's birthday last night?
I mean, I think I've done it with one friend out with a group one time for a prank. I didn't do it for same person a dozen times. Anna Raven, is Anna out of line?
Out of line.
Yes. This is why that lava cake costs $6.59 now. All right? This is inflation.
That's right.
This is absolutely terrible. It's like uninsured drivers.
You're setting a terrible example.
Right. You're a big liar. You're a big liar face before your baby's even 1 year old. And now you've bred liars.
Yeah, because there's happiness in the world. That's
right. Oh, happiness through lying. Oh.
It's just happy birthday. People
what about table seven? Who's waiting at table seven where they drop their fork and they need a new fork and their food is getting cold while they're waiting for this fake birthday message?
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Am I out of line?
Good morning. Yes, I think you are. And here's the reason why.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times they have a whole bunch of the waiters and waitresses coming over to sing, and then the rest of us are waiting for our food or waiting for our drinks because you're doing something unnecessary.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're totally right. That's what I told her here, that if you called the ambulance because you needed an aspirin, and if I was bleeding over there somewhere on the side of the road, you're putting me in danger. It's the same thing on me waiting for the biscuits.
So basically,
bring my biscuits and refill my Coca-Cola.
So what you're telling me is that the joy of a young child's face,
that's right,
it doesn't matter to the fork that has been dropped on table seven.
The kid is here now, and they got to get used to the fact that the world is not all sunshine and rainbows. Grow up, kid.
I just think that there's nothing wrong with it. I think it's just fun. It's one thing if we were doing it and she was like seven or eight, but she's just a baby.
The other one is 10. She's going to be 11 in 3 weeks, and she's been watching you do it the whole time. You just said it was her fake birthday last night.
Right, but now we can start doing it for her birthday because her birthday is next month, so we'll celebrate her birthday and do it every day.
No. That's over the age of 40 when it's your whole month.
All right, you want to chime in too? You can head to our Facebook page, search Anna and Raven.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.